wake me up. This is the Fully Charged Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Huge morning, boys.
Hey,
huge morning. The videos have been released.
Are you happy with your video at the end of it? I actually think your video is incredible.
Do you actually like it? Because, guys, I suppose I watched it so much, I've listened to it so much that I don't like it anymore. You know, isn't it?
Yeah,
when you
watch something so much and you think it's brilliant for the first time, and then you keep looking at flaws.
I'm like, oh, why did we do that?
My favorite one is where Peter, your videographer, is across the road and you're walking outside the Olympia, and all you can see basically is massive white Crocs. I've had an idea.
Yeah.
Because, and this is going to help your business, and you can choose whether to do it or not to do it. We're raising money for Temple Street. God, sorry, that was the microphone. You only have 12 pairs.
Yeah.
Why don't you hold off one pair? So if you're 11 sell out, and then sell your final pair to the highest bidder.
So an auction.
Oh, that's a great idea. But I actually don't think I'm going to sell 11. Genuinely, have you seen them outside?
Yeah, they look rotten.
They look awful.
You try to personalise them with some glitter and stuff, and it's backfired because... But I don't know, maybe it's not the cloggies, whatever the hell they're called, fault that stuff doesn't stick. Maybe they're not supposed to stick.
What is the texture?
Well, no, actually, because that means they're easy to wash when they get wet.
That's what I was saying. They're easy to wash dirt off and stuff.
But guys, some of them are actually dirty. Like, genuinely.
Well, the white ones are because you wore them across the city.
Yeah, but even other ones. There's a pink that looks mouldy.
I think you should hold off the white
ones. That's a good one.
And auction them because they're so big. And
they're kinda iconic. They're in the video.
They're a collector's
item. Why don't
item.
You sign them?
Nothing will stick.
Oh, no, a Sharpie will stick.
I don't know.
Graham, you have to make an apology to Andrew as well, by the way.
No, I have to apologise. I didn't pull that audio.
Oh, Andrew, I'll put in this
Andrew
one.
Andrew
had a big moment on yesterday's show with the newsreader, and we never put that part of the show in the podcast because it was after the Naughty Threesome, and just forgot about it. So we put it
at the beginning.
No, really, we'll stick it right at the end. We'll stick it right at the end.
Yeah, so there you go. Nathan, I think that's a great... I think put 11 up and then hold off the final one and then whoever offers the most money.
That's a good idea.
I know, I think it's a great idea. On the show this morning, though, we talk about our videos. Nathan is home alone. We try and find out more about these electric home songs. Nathan knows nothing. It's a big topic. And why we're having nervous about tomorrow's launch, because everything's starting to fall down. Callum is yawning.
Oh, no.
Which is... yawning?
I'm yawning because I'm so tired.
Don't yawn into the microphone.
I've been working so hard to get this deal across the line. And
well, I don't see any website that's working for us yet, Nathan.
He's a job.
He's a job to find a website for us. And as far
it
looks like most, he's tired, but nothing's got.
I hurt all over. We are
nowhere nearer putting these on sale on an online website than when you came back from holidays.
Are you enjoying this, Callum?
If I drag Nathan again, will you like me?
Well, you're yawning in the microphone and you're saying how tired you are, yet nothing's been done.
I'm working on it.
Well,
are you enjoying it?
It was all ready to go yesterday, and then at eBay, you'll find out in the podcast.
We've gone backwards.
We actually have.
Right, here's the podcast.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
We were out playing Zorb football in yesterday after the show, and for the hour that we were on the pitch, it lashed rain.
Torrential rain.
The second we left the building, it started raining, and then the second we finished, it stopped raining.
It was actually sunny once the referee went, okay, over. The sun came out.
That was so frustrating. But yeah, more rain today. But it's looking like this weekend the weather will be turning, starting with tomorrow, highs of 21 degrees. Let's look forward to that.
So I was absolutely drenched yesterday, Graham.
Yep.
Arriving home, I open the door. Hello, I'm back. Then I remember my two roommates, Rick and Sean, are both away at the moment. Absolute bliss. Nobody tells you living by yourself is so much fun. I went into my kitchen. I started blaring One Direction. I then turned on my dinner. I left a pot out there. I then realized I hadn't actually put anything in the pot and it started smoking.
Oh.
But none of my roommates went,
"Doesn't matter,
Nathan, you burnt this expensive pot." I went, "I don't care." I then decided, do you know what? My beard has gotten very long. I trimmed it. Hair everywhere, all over the bathroom, in the sink. Some even got in the toilet. Don't care. Don't need to clean it up.
I'm on my own. Who cares?
My roommates aren't there.
Who's going to tell you off? No one. Maybe the small plate you have of Pope John Paul.
Yeah.
You have got a weird plate.
I do have that in my hallway.
Yeah.
He did look at me disappointingly and I went, oh, leave me alone. I then was thirsty. You know, sometimes when you're in your living situation, you might be a bit quenched.
Hell, I've been thirsty.
So I actually just went to the fridge and drank from the carton. Don't need to clean up. Don't need to pour it into a glass.
And just go, rub your mouth with your sleeve and then just throw it on the counter. No lid or nothing.
I use the plate as the Pope. I start rubbing it. I then went, you know, I've gotten very hot. I take off all my clothes. I'm walking around like Babe Pig in the City, just enjoying myself. Now, there was one moment, and it's not because I was living by myself, but just I'm making it seem like last night went swimmingly.
Yeah.
The only thing is, I did put on a wash, and it was a long wash, and then I realised I never put in a washing tub.
Oh, disaster.
What a waste, but they are actually hanging at the moment. Do you think that will be okay?
This sounds like a delightful evening. It also sounds like you're having a midlife crisis.
Oh, right.
You said you took off all your clothes. Remember, 3/4 off the wall of your living area is glass looking out onto a very, very busy road as well, Nathan. But I know why you love this so much, because you hate when you visitors when you're eating, because you make the biggest plate of pasta I've ever seen in my life.
I don't like being judged.
You're like a hog. The noises you make, you shovel it into your mouth. It is the most unattractive
thing
I've ever
seen. Well, just imagine that sight with me naked, dancing around, listening to One Direction. The hog has moves. That's all I'm saying.
The hog is in heaven.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I put down our microphones there. Sorry about that.
I'm very scared. I think you did that because you're panicking, because producer Callum wants to do a game. Now, we know the last time that producer Callum did something on the show, it was something involving a whiteboard and a marker.
He wanted to prove that you could make a dead whiteboard marker come alive again. It was very strange. A bit visual, and that's our complaint. But this morning, you have an audio quiz, which is perfect for the radio, Callum.
It's a fun quiz. You can play along at home. So if you're in bed, if you're in the car, if you're in work, come on, get involved. It's going to be, you two are going to be working with each other.
Oh. Right.
And this is what I found on the internet this morning. I was just prepping for the show, and I came across a YouTube channel. A guy has made some songs through household items at home. He's wired them up and he's made them play songs.
Yeah.
And it's your job to guess what household items he's been using.
Oh, look, Graham, this is a bit of fun.
So not the song.
Not the songs. I'll give you the song and you have to guess. So you can find these items in your house today, all right?
Perfect.
So here is song number one. So that's the final countdown, the classic tune there. What item do you think that is being played by?
It does sound like a very bad keyboard.
So it's not musical.
Would it be an electric razor?
Is that your final answer? So Graham's saying electric razor.
I'm thinking Hoover.
Hoover?
Now, we'll go electric razor.
Both
you're wrong. Very confident.
Go on.
You are both wrong.
Yeah.
It was an electric toothbrush.
Close.
Oh, at least we're using electricity.
Yes. Okay, you were very close. Right, here's number two.
Yeah, just 1 second. Here we go.
I know it. Phone vibrating.
So that's Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
I'm going to say a drill.
You're saying a drill.
You're saying phone by.
Well, it's a phone, a household item.
Yeah. Well, let's not work together. Let's go separate.
Okay, I'm going phone vibrator.
I'm going electric drill.
You're both wrong.
Oh.
It was electric razor.
Oh, no.
And try and redeem yourself. So you won't find this one in the house. You'll find this one out and about.
Out and about
in
the house?
Garden?
No, in the high street. So that's the theme tune from Super Mario.
Is this the noise it makes when you press the button going across the road on the pedestrian crossing?
No.
Is it the machine that you see some people using to clear up leaves and everything?
No.
Leaf blower.
Oh, yes.
So this has gone very well. That was a receipt printer. You know, when you ask for the bill and then you tap it.
I suppose it was better than trying to revive a dead marker. So well done, producer Callum.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
We just did some riveting radio there where producer Callum was playing us songs that were made by household items. And Graham, very quickly, okay, I want you to close your eyes.
All right.
I am going to play you a song from something in the studio that isn't a musical instrument. Are you ready?
Oh, sec. Can I guess the musical instrument and song before you do it?
All right.
I'm going to write it down.
I'm not that predictable. This is going to be embarrassing for you.
Okay. I'll write it down. Close my eyes. Here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, here it is. Here it is, yeah. Rihanna, TJ Khaled, Wild Thoughts with Your Nose. Yeah, got it right.
You got it. I thought you would.
That's his only party trick. There was one night we were hosting a night and we said, Joe, if we're stuck and we've got nothing to say, just whip out the nose.
I brought it out immediately. It was the first thing we ever did.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Not so good today, though, because we're promised some showers in the afternoon and evening time.
I've never seen rain out here in the Nevada desert. It is the showbiz shootout. Two Democratic cowboys. They walk hand in hand, dressed in the cheapest leather you will ever find, and they each have a showbiz news story, and at the end they decide which one is better. Graham, will I begin?
Please do.
Legendary American radio and TV presenter Larry King has filed for a divorce from Sean Southwick, his seventh wife.
Wow.
After nearly 22 years of marriage.
How old is Larry?
I don't know.
He's well in his 80s.
Very leathery face. I know we joke about Simon Cowell, but Larry's, you could pull it and it would be an elastic band. They have two sons together, Chance and Cannon. And it got me thinking, Graham.
What did it get you thinking?
Other celebrities that have had many marriages.
Oh, right.
James.
Surprise, surprise.
James Cameron, the director of Titanic and Avatar, did you know he has been married 5 times?
5 times? 5th time, lucky, they always say.
George Foreman, didn't know he was a boxer, just knew that my roommate likes to grill meat on his machine.
You just thought he was a grill.
Yeah. He's been married 5 times.
And lucky the last number five. One,
Zsa Gabor, a Hungarian-American actress, not a boar, got married 9 times.
You're really scraping the bottom of the barrel there, Nathan, with the last one.
I was just happy with George Foreman.
Robert De Niro has filed a $6 million lawsuit against a former employee because of a couple of reasons. One, he accused her of embezzling money in the company.
Oh, no.
And another one, she was watching too much Netflix on the job. Because over a 4-day period, she watched 55 episodes of Friends.
Oh, that's impressive.
Now, her defense have come out saying that she only did watch Friends when she was
on the break!
So that's their defense. That is their defense. So,
Graham!
Would she be allowed to watch it on her break or not?
That was very good.
Very simple win this morning because Nathan didn't know George Foreman wasn't just a grill. It's less than juice on spin.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
Everyone, let's focus. Let's get our heads in the game. We're about to play a game called Gotta Get It Wrong.
It is the game where we put 1 minute on the clock and all you have to do is get the questions wrong. If you top our leaderboard at the end of the week, you'll win €100. Amy's on top currently. She came on Monday, got 14. But playing Amy this morning is Carl. And Carl, you're on your way to the dentist?
Yeah, I'm on the way in there now at the minute.
Check up, or are you getting something specifically done?
I don't know. I've got some implants in there, so I think they might have to screw it out today and check underneath them and that, like. I think they need to redo them. I've been grinding in my sleep and they're wearing down.
Ah,
Carl, I also am a fellow grinder in my sleep, and the dentist often says that I need to wear a mouth guard, but it would look ridiculous.
Yeah, same here. I don't wear it. I tell her that I wear it, but I don't.
It's worse when you go to the hygienist and they tell you, you know, you got to floss your teeth, and go, I promise this time I'll start flossing. And you go like 6 months or a year later and go, you've not been flossing, have you? And go, I started, but I just forgot.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Carl.
I like to start flossing 10 minutes before my appointment.
Yeah, and then your gums are just bleeding all over the place. I've been punched,
I said.
Carl, look, we know the dentist is expensive, so hopefully we can sort you out with €100 at the end of the week to go towards it. How it works is we're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There's no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question, and you only have a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. And we move on to the next one. Carl, 14 to beat. 15 is a score you need. 1 minute, here we go.
Do your best Oprah Winfrey impression.
Hello.
Do your best Jerry Springer impression.
Woo!
Do your best Jeremy Kyle impression. What TV show did Jeremy Clarkson used to present?
Friends.
What's a main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Tomato.
Sing a Dido song.
Happy birthday to you.
What is Dr. Dre's job?
He's a tennis player.
What's 49 minus 3?
1.
15 plus 27 is 32. True or false?
False.
How do you spell Brexit backwards?
B-O-T.
What rhymes with taxi?
James.
What is a maxi twister typo?
A football match.
Name a Mila Kunis film.
John.
Who is Ashton Kutcher married to?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
What sport does Roger Federer play?
Cricket.
What is Justin Bieber's job?
He is a bartender.
What TV show is Gareth Gates on? Oh, I really enjoyed that, Carl.
What a game.
Fantastic player. Oh, you are just such a lovely person. Where have you been all my life? You are so open. You are friendly. You came on and you said, do you know what, guys? I'm going to the dentist and I'm scared. I'm scared for my health.
I don't think you said he was scared.
Well, look, we're here for you, buddy. And you reminded me of someone.
Who?
Oh, my God, never.
You reminded me. Listen to this. Blast from the past. Quite an obscure celebrity.
Uh-oh.
Only Mr. Hudson.
Oh, my God. I have no idea who that is.
Really? That's a common trend when he does this, Carl. Mr. Hudson, Forever Young, did a song with Jay-Z. Saw him at the DIT Ball.
He did it
ball.
With Kanye West, actually.
Well, he did a song with Jay-Z as well. I'm pretty sure he did it with Jay-Z.
No, he didn't. He did it with Kanye West.
Callum.
And he wore a turtleneck with N-dubs. And do you know what, Carl? You got 15!
He's gone top.
Yeah.
He has gone top of the leaderboard. And listen, if nobody gets 16 or more between now and Friday, you will be champion.
Thanks, guys.
See you, Carl. Bye.
So we have the answer. Forever Young was actually with Jay-Z, like I said. Supernova was with Kanye West.
Ah, so he was with Kanye West.
No, but the song I said was correct with Jay-Z.
No, but he was Kanye West.
Yeah, okay, in a different song that we didn't discuss.
That's why I said Kanye West.
But he did wear a turtleneck with N-dubs. We agree on that.
Yes.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Oh, we're ramping it up now. It's only 24 hours till our festival merch businesses go on sale, and today is the final day of marketing.
Ooh, mine is, of course, Foamy Festival Feet. We did the radio ads yesterday, and now we are doing the video ads just after 8.
Yeah, so yours is knockoff Crocs. Mine are sunglasses chain for your sunglasses. All in preparation for Electric Picnic next week. All proceeds going to Temple Street Children's Hospital.
A great charity.
Which we're very excited about. Yeah, but yesterday I was very confident with my radio ad that was going to be better than yours. So I wanted to go second. But I would prefer to go first this morning.
I'm worried because producer Callum has seen both videos, and I said, who do you think should go first? And he said, mine. So clearly mine isn't as good.
Okay, we're going to flip a coin here. And the person who wins gets to choose where they go.
All right.
Heads
I'm
going to
go with tails.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Oh, solid, solid flip this morning.
Here we go.
It's tails.
It's tails.
Damn it. You going first?
Will I go first?
It's up to you. go
no,
second.
I'm going to change. I'm going to go second.
Yes!
I'm going to go second. I've got to believe in my product and my company.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Imagine if you haven't followed this journey. Graham and I, we are both selling festival merch for Electric Picnic next week.
Yeah.
It's happening for a charity.
Yeah, we're all proceeds are going to Temple Street Foundation. So Electric Picnic starts next Friday week. So tomorrow, our companies go on sale. I am selling sunglasses chain for your sunglasses entitled G's String.
I am selling foamy festival feet. Crocs, they're a big part of my life and that is why they've inspired my footwear. But enough about my company, Graham. We released radio ads yesterday. We're now releasing videos because this has been an aggressive marketing campaign. So I'm going to allow you speak about your company once more.
Look, this is your essential festival bling. It's cheese string. No longer will your sunglasses be falling off your head and smashed on the ground at a festival. It is stylish as well. My G-string come in gold, silver and black. They're going to be retailing at a mere €3. It is absolutely nothing. And also one lucky person who purchases a G-string and donates to Temple Street Foundation will get a pair of my official brand partnership, my official sunglass partners, Henshaw Eyewear as well. I've been on the television. I've given you my radio ad. And I also want to give you an Instagram ad. However, Nathan, I'm going to be watching... You're going to be watching mine.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
I haven't seen this yet, so I actually have your video in front of me. Will I just click? Will I just enjoy it?
1 second, okay.
Yeah, just paint a picture. What was going through your head before shooting this?
I wanted a very abstract ad.
Okay.
And I wanted something that meant more than just sunglasses. It's more of a lifestyle and a life-changing moment when you get your G-string. There is a voiceover. This mightn't make much sense, but Nathan, I want you to watch it, listen to it, then explain it afterwards. And when we play it, it will be going up on our Instagram, official Spin1038, for you to enjoy. Nathan?
Okay, I'm going to click the button. Here we go.
I've done some bad things. Witness stuff that can't be unseen. I've done my time. But now I'm looking for something I can't see. Just when you think you're all alone, you finally find what you're searching for. Another chance.
Now, I understand this is radio.
I don't know how to feel. I will say, it is shot remarkably. There is someone in the video that looks like a murderer. He's in the woods with a shovel and he is digging. It's a very abstract video. I didn't really follow the storyline, but he has a shovel in his hand and he's digging something and then your G-strings appear out of nowhere. And do you make a cameo appearance? It's a bit like Alfred Hitchcock in the movie. Just... You can't really see yourself. What was going through your head?
You know, it's a mystery. What is this guy doing in the forest? He's digging. What is he digging? Oh my God, his sunglasses fall off. He's all alone. No, he's not. It's a mystery cowboy. Hands him his G-string. Who's the cowboy? Nobody knows. He walks away. And then my mystery guy just drives off with the sunglasses attached. Official Spin 1038.
It's beautiful. It's very impressive. It's like True Detective. That's all I can say.
It's where you can see the video right now. But just don't judge it just yet, because Nathan O'Reilly's is coming in 5 minutes' time.
Just want to say congratulations. Your video, your marketing video for your festival merch product, which you are selling for Electric Picnic, G-String, dropped a few minutes ago.
Yep, I want to thank Ben, who works as Spinny here in Spin 1038. He was my actor, took inspiration from Johnny Depp's Dior Sauvage. Add the fragrance for men. But less about my business now, Nathan. Your business is all about you. I haven't seen your video. We're going to play it here and then we're going to upload it straight to Instagram.
Now, we are raising all this money for charity, which is Temple Street Foundation. But I want to speak about my company. Yes, Foamy Festival Feet. When I was a young boy, my mother gave me a pair of Crocs that changed my life. They're my favorite thing in the world, and that is why it inspired my brand of footwear. I have 12 pairs. They're each custom designed by me. It's been a bit of a disaster. I'll tell you more about that later. But I believe, Graham, that the people of Dublin deserve a better footwear.
Okay.
They look uncomfortable around the city. They don't seem like they have much confidence. So I decided in my video to do a little poem about the city and about my footwear. I remember it was a Saturday morning. I had a nice big cup of Joe and I felt inspired by Emma Kerwin. Do you know the Irish poet?
I do.
Spoken word.
Yeah.
So, Graham, you have the video in front of you. I wrote this all for you.
For me?
You listening.
I love this city and the city loves me. This concrete playground is yours to play in, and you can win or lose, it's up to you. These cobble streets touch your soul, they've witnessed lovers meet and depart. Where are you going? Come back, have a heart. The world is at your feet and you know it. Are you ready? You've been chosen. Nothing can stop you now. As you glide on through to your next adventure, know that I'll be there every step of the way, cheering you on like you can't lose. How can you lose when your foundation is so strong? Feel the energy strike from below, touching every molecule that makes you who you are. Finally, they'll notice you. Go out and get them. You're ready. You're complete. You have your Foamy Festival.
Oh, the end with a lightning bolt from my Foamy Festival feet.
Wow, incredible.
It's supposed to inspire you.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
Did you write that yourself?
I actually did. Wow. I swear to God.
Wow.
It was an out-of-body experience.
Wow. Okay, right now, we want to get your opinions. Let us know in the comments section on our Instagram page, official Spin1038. My video's up for G-String. Nathan is up there for Foamy Festival crappy toes.
Hey! Come on, Foamy Festival feet.
Let us know what you think in the comments section. And in 24 hours, they go on sale, or do they? A couple of problems. We'll let you know in just a few.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
It is 8:35. We're very excited this morning because in 24 hours, our festival merch businesses go on sale. I'm selling G-String, your essential festival bling chains for your sunglasses.
I am selling a brand new footwear called Foamy Festival Feet. They look like Crocs, yeah, but let me tell you, they're very different.
If you just joined us, we launched our video ads this morning. It's on official Spin1038 on Instagram. Now, all proceeds we raise for these, yours are $19.99, mine are €3, will go to Temple Street Foundation. And the idea of this is, it's great to raise money as well, but we kind of want to see who makes the most profit.
Yeah, it's become very competitive between you and I.
So 24 hours to go. We had it all set up on eBay, ready to launch. And then we received this email last night.
Read out the email.
Hello. After reviewing your eBay account, we've noted several concerns with your recent activity. As a result, we've taken the following action on your account. Your eBay account has been suspended.
Suspended?
Item listings have been removed. We've taken this precaution to protect our members, while we make sure that the activity doesn't cause harm, however unintentionally, to the eBay community.
They're making it seem like we're so dangerous.
Maybe because they're worried that we're going to take so much business from everyone else on eBay that we're just going to shut the whole thing down.
But Graham, it is worrying because, yes, we want to actually sell this tomorrow morning on the show. And guys, there is no place to sell these.
See, the reason we picked eBay was because these online sites, they take a commission or they have a setup fee. These are taking the least amount of commission as all of them, because we want to kind of keep as much money for Temple Street Foundation as possible. So if you've any idea out there this morning, can you let us know on 087-711-1038 on text or WhatsApp us. Just text and let us know if you've any idea what site we can use that takes very little commission, because we've had a look around. And we've ideas of where to go, but they're taking a lot more money than eBay were taking.
Producer Callum is frantic behind his laptop.
Pale. He's pale over
there. Yeah, well, he's always a little bit pale, let's be honest, but he's paler than pale.
So that's one issue with our businesses.
I have another issue. Can I be vulnerable and open? As CEO of Foamy Festival Feet, I put up a poll on my Instagram yesterday. Should I custom design each Foamy Festival feet? So the result was yes, I should. So I went to a stationery stationery shop and I bought a lot of glitter glue.
Yeah.
And I went to town on each of them. And this morning I checked on them and they look terrible. Like they're falling off. I think my product has become a disaster and I don't think anyone will want to buy them.
I went home last night. Both my housemate and my girlfriend goes, what is Nathan doing? He just ruined his product.
Yeah, I received a lot of messages like, I was going to buy them. I'm now not going to.
Go on. Actually, I want to try and sabotage Nathan's company. Go on, Nathan underscore O'Reilly on Instagram. See what a bad job he made of it on his own Instagram.
Bad.
So a couple of issues. We're trying to, you know, tee that out over the next 24
hours. Should I
wash
mine?
burn them. That's what I think you should do.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
And excited about this because it's a great prize we've been giving away all week.
Yeah, well, Dunn's, they've opened a brand new food hall in the ILAC Centre. Has loads of great stuff like a bakery, a cheese counter, my favourite, the fish counter. I feel like I've said it every morning now that I'm hoping that you listening, you're screaming it back at me.
Name the name of your fishmonger.
Harold.
Jeremy.
It was Jeremy. Do you know, Jeremy. I worked in a bakery before, on a side note, in Australia. I was the manager of a bakery for 2 weeks. I hadn't told them that I was leaving the country and I had to drop these little nuggets of, oh, I'm really missing my family and friends. I said that in the job interview and I still got it.
Didn't you shut down the store one day to go meet your brother for lunch?
Yeah.
And never went back?
2 in the day, the shutters went down. Wasn't great. But I'll tell you what is great. €200 to spend in Dunn's. We have that to give away every morning this week.
Yeah, I'm going to be in the shop. I'm going to be purchasing some food items. Then I'm going to bring them home, or today I'm going to bring to my workplace, and I'm going to forget one of them. If you can tell us which one I forget, you win the €200 to spend in Dunn's. If you want to play this morning, text or WhatsApp us the word shopping and your details to 087 711 1038. We're going to play you the audio of myself in the shop purchasing the items. And take note what I'm purchasing, because when you come on, you're going to hear one missing. Here we go. Hello.
Do you ever make anything yourself?
I just love it here in Dunn's. Everything is so easy and great to buy. And I was just at your hot sandwich counter and I was buying lunch for the
for
lads
yourself.
In work and the girls in work. So here we
for
go.
For yourself, let's here be we honest. Go. All right, you have a chicken fillet roll, roast chicken sandwich, a roast beef sandwich, a roast turkey sandwich, and oh, you went for the sandwich. I was going to go for a ham and cheese sandwich.
There we go. So we'll get you on. I'm going to go back to the office, but one of them will be missing. If you tell us which one, you win the €200 to spend in Dunn's. And it's all thanks to the new Dunn Stores Food Hall in the ILAC Centre, your slice of food heaven in the city. It's Lauren. Hey, how are you?
Good, and yourself?
Oh, we are great. Lauren, your accent. Where are you from?
Oh, South Africa.
Oh. Ooh. They don't have Dunn Stores over there, do they?
No, they don't.
Is that why you moved over to Ireland?
That's exactly why I knew it.
Well, listen to this. We're going to try and sort you out with €200 to spend in Dunn's. You heard me buying the lunch, didn't you?
Yep.
Okay, so I've gone back to the office now, but I've forgotten which one. You tell me. Have a listen. Okay, everybody, I've got your lunches back from Dunn's. Who ordered the chicken fillet roll? There it is. The roast chicken sandwich, that's yours, Jen. The roast turkey sandwich, that's yours, Janita. Ham and cheese, there you go, Francis. And, oh... Oh no! Byron, I forgot your sandwich!
Oh, Lauren, what sandwich has Graham forgotten?
Was it the roast beef?
Yes!
Well done,
Lauren!
Straight in there. You've just won €200 to spend in Dunn's. Are you going to buy a roast beef sandwich?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And you'll have to go to the fish counter and tell the fishmonger Harold I say hello.
I will.
Thanks, Lauren. Bye bye.
That's great.
See you, Lauren. Bye-bye.
More chances to win after 9 every single morning this week. And it's all thanks to the new Dunn Stores Food Hall in the ILAC Centre. Your slice of food heaven in the city.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
Screens closed, books
all
away,
right,
notes
yeah,
away, everything. It is time for one of the most anticipated Nathan Knows Nothing in Ages. This is where I give Nathan a topic to study over the ads and a couple of songs. Then ask him 3 questions. He's got to get 2 out of 3 right to win the week. Last week was seagulls. This week I went for his favourite topic in the world, his favourite boy band. He was distraught when they broke up. It is One Direction.
Yes, and now they haven't properly broken up. They're just on hiatus, Graham. No. They will return very shortly.
No, they won't. Every now and again, I give him a topic that he knows a lot about just to try and really push him. And this is why we're doing One Direction.
You
first question.
I have said that I have to get all three questions correct.
Okay, we'll stick with two, but I'll be disappointed if you don't get all three correct.
All right.
Which will I go with?
Go easy on me first.
Song. Okay, question number one. Which of these singles were One Direction's first number one in France? A. Little Things. B. Best Song Ever. Or C. Drag Me Down.
C. Drag Me Down.
Number two. In 2011, One Direction became the faces of which phone company? A. Samsung.
Looking at notes.
I'm just squeezing. I'm stressed.
I thought he was looking at
this.
His notes. A. Samsung. B. Nokia. Or C. Apple.
Come on. Think, Nathan. Think. Phone company.
Why am I thinking Apple? I don't think it's Samsung. Definitely not Nokia. I'm thinking Apple.
Is it an Apple?
No. What was it, Samsung?
Nokia. This one you should
I
be
focus
getting.
Focus on the band, you not their endorsement deals.
That is the band. You should be getting this one right. Last one to win it.
Come on.
This song. The story of my life, I take her home. The story of my life appeared on which album?
Midnight Memories.
He's done it.
See, I know the music. I know the music. Don't know their endorsement deals.
Well done. I thought I'd catch up with that.
Can I just tell you their albums very quickly?
No.
Up All Night was in 2011. Take Me Home, 2012. 2013 was Midnight Memories. 2014 was Four, and their last one, Made in the AM, was 2015.
He's banging.
And Harry Styles actually came up with the name One Direction. Did you know that?
Nathan knows nothing, but he knows something about One Direction. Not entirely. He doesn't know their endorsement deals. He doesn't, but he knows something.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
It is. Time to choose.
I know that Post Malone absolutely loves this. Now, that's not a fact, but how could he not? Graham has three bits of news, and I choose one of them to hear the full story from. Here we go.
You could be listening right now, because he's playing RDS tomorrow. Headline number one, he put his big foot in it. Headline number two, a two-horse face. Or headline number three, I built a Sammy D down in Africa.
Last one, please.
I built a Sammy D down in Africa. This is an interesting one because it's got to do... Do you remember Scarlett Moffat? Not really, do you remember? She's still kind of relevant enough. She was on Gogglebox and she won I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
She's really made a career for herself.
Well, she's going to be in a brand new reality TV show. It's going to be on Channel 4, aired later on this year. And it's called The British Tribe Next Door. Like, what is this about? This may be the stupidest idea for a reality TV show I've ever heard, but I'm probably going to watch it.
What is it?
Her and her family are relocating her whole home. I mean, they've built a replica of her house in Namibia, and they're going to be living on, like, in the desert beside a nomadic Himba tribe.
So, wait... She is going to be living there.
Look,
as if she
that's her house in the
moved.
Desert. Her house is in the desert.
Beside a tribe.
Imagine your house that you're living in right now.
Yeah.
And then they build a replica of it and they put it in Namibia beside a tribe. But the Moffats get to keep all their 21st century luxuries. They get to keep their phones. They have computers.
Oh, this is terrible. Laptops,
hair straighteners.
I don't support this.
And they want to see, can... The British tribe, we're going to call them, the Moffats, and the nomadic Himba tribe find common ground.
Who's going to be happier? Do you know, everyone automatically might think, oh, the Moffats in that big house. But will the tribe get along a lot better?
And will they keep the house there? And will the Himba tribe move in?
They probably won't want to.
They probably won't. But that's not the only show that's coming out of Namibia. Sky One are pitching Liam Payne, former One Direction member, and Ant Middleton, who was on SAS Who Dares Wins, together. Sky One are putting them in Namibia as well in November.
Beside the Moffats in a caravan.
Not beside the Moffats. In a one-off show for Sky One, where they're going to be camping underneath the stars and doing surfing on a high-speed train.
This sounds very romantic.
Ant Middleton is versed in kind of interrogation tactics, and he gets Liam to open up. But it's kind of like Bear Grylls bringing celebrities hunting, but this is a once-off show, so it's not as if Ant Middleton is bringing loads of celebrities or Liam Payne is following around a load of former SAS army officers.
Very strange casting.
It's a one-off show, and maybe it's just kind of a pilot to see if it works. So there's two reality TV shows coming out in Namibia that I'm very
confused
about.
When do they come out?
Date. The Moffats are coming out at the end of November, and also the Liam Payne at Middleton at the end of the year.
All right, can't wait for them.
Nathan, thank you for choosing the news.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Mario wrapping up our Nori threesome. Just a little bit of...
Oh, I love the sound of the piano in the background.
Radio talk here. On our screen, all the songs are usually in blue, except if it's an Irish song, then it's in grey. It says Mario and P. Diddy sing that song, it's in grey. Which one of those guys are Irish?
I think P. Diddy's Irish. He's from Mullingar.
Does P. Diddy have Irish descent? Andrew, do you have an answer to this?
Yeah. You know the humming that you hear in the background?
Yes.
That's Enya, the Irish singer Enya.
Oh!
Just been dropped in the studio.
That better be true.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8, 8, 8.